with Action Hero. And this week he'll join the cast of Human Target for an action-packed season finale where secrets will finally be revealed.
I need your help to protect her. We can't just keep running.
You figured that out all on your own, huh? Rule number one, take the fight to them. Dictate tempo. Give them control and you've already lost.
What do I do with her when I'm doing all that?
Never let her out of your sight. In fact, in my experience, you're going to need her help to solve the puzzle. You want easy. Play checkers.
With me now, the one and only Lee Majors. So excited to have you here in studio, Lee. You really are a Hollywood icon. Looking back over all your decades of work in the business, what roles or role meant the most to you personally?
Well, you always look back at your first one, which series-wise, which was The Big Valley, playing the part of Heath Barkley with Barbara Stanwyck and a very nice cast of Linda Evans and Richard Long, Peter Brick. And which brings to mind really quick that now they're going to do the movie. The Big Valley movie in June. We start in June in Louisiana, and I will play the father of my original character, which that's pretty full circle to me.
Yeah,
you don't. And now it makes Barbara Stanwyck my wife instead of my mother.
That's a little disturbing, but we don't want to think about that. We won't analyze that too much.
That will be Susan Sarandon. She's doing the Barbara Stanwyck part.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool. So your first role, and then we can't talk about your career without...
You know, you go to those jumps. You go generation gaps. And $6 Million Man, and naturally, is probably the most well-known as far as around the world, but...
Did you know that that would become such an iconic role, the $6 Million Man, that it would lead to the spinoff?
Because when you're doing a show, you're not out in the public, you're not traveling around the world, you don't know how big these things are. Yeah. I didn't realize it until maybe 10 years ago. I mean, that traveling around again, just taking my time around the world.
10 years ago?
Yeah, that it really meant a lot to a lot of people and was that big of a show.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't know they
incredible.
Had all this merchandise that they sold that finally gets sent to me every now and then to sign, or you can see it on eBay.
Well, yeah, because you had an action figure before action figures were even cool.
I had about four lunchboxes.
There you go. Then
Fall
you know
guy,
you're a legend.
Fall Guy was probably the most fun I had because it was a little more humorous. It was fun.
Well, speaking of that blending, I mean, $6 Million Man was sort of at the birth of that genre, but then it's blending the action and the humor, and you see that here in Human Target, which you've got a part of your season finale.
Let me tell you real quick how this got started. Mark Valley, who my wife was thumbing through People magazine or something, and she saw that he had listed his top this or that, and I was like his top action figure, you know.
Really?
A hero.
That's gotta feel
so
good.
To speak. And so that was his favorite show. So I just sent a little note to him thanking him for that compliment. And then I got a call back from John Steinberg, who's the exec producer and the creator, saying, would I do the show? And I said, sure, I'd love to do the show, because when I watch it, it reminded me so much of me, watching and doing all these stunts, and a lot of them silly, almost impossible, but you still do them. And I know how hard the kid works. He works really hard.
Well, see, now that's power in Hollywood. Yeah. You just get a little note off, and then you're cast.
It comes back to where they go back 6 years in his life. Mm-hmm. And
now he plays Christopher Chance, of course, the comic character.
Christopher Chance, and he's a good guy. He's like a bodyguard.
Yes.
But 6 years before, he was an assassin, and he met me.
Okay.
And my name was Christopher Chance.
Wow. So
and
you're the original Christopher Chance.
He took his name from me because I did some things in this show that changed his life, that made him go to the good side.
He's
now a good guy, thanks to me.
So you have a pivotal
but
role there.
I can't take all the credit because there was a Christopher Chance before me.
Oh, really?
Who I got my name from. So there was a series of these bodyguards,
right?
that were way back in the 20s, all the way up, mm-hmm. that helped someone, and they all took the name Christopher Chance, and so I passed it on.
Well, we're definitely going to check it out.
Oh, thank you.
Lee Majors, pleasure having you in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you can watch the season finale of Human Target on Fox Wednesday at 8, 7 Central. John.
Thanks a lot, Madison. Well, the crab fishing docudrama Deadliest Catch is back for a brand new season Tuesday night, and this season deals in part with...